May 4, 1927, how the soul who does the divine will is always heaven's, and how the divine will is never exhausted. The privations of my sweet Jesus torment me, debilitate me, and I feel my poor soul as though exposed to the rays of a burning sun, the divine will that obfuscate and almost blacken me. But even though I feel myself charring, I am forced by a supreme force to remain fixed in these rays of the sun of the divine fiat without being able to move. Without he who, watering me, would render these rays less burning, and would make a few blades of grass sprout within my bleeding heart. How ill I feel! Without Jesus everything has changed in me. The divine will alone is left to me, my only inheritance, that cannot be taken away from me by anyone, not even by Jesus. It alone is my life, my dwelling, my all. Everything else is over. Everyone has left me, nor do I have anyone to whom to turn, either in heaven or on earth. But while I was pouring out my sorrow, my beloved good He who gives me death and gives me life, who renders my poor existence unhappy, and makes me happy, moved in my interior, telling me, my daughter, the heavens are always heavens, they never change, nor do they move. And even though sometimes the clouds obfuscate them, spread out and cover the beautiful azure of the heavens, however, the clouds cannot touch them. They spread out at such a low level of the air, that there is great distance between the heavens and the clouds. So, the heavens never lose their beauty, the ornament of the stars or their azure color because of the clouds. They are untouchable by anything. If they undergo any change at all, it is the low earth, it is the human eye that, instead of seeing heavens, sees clouds and obscured air. Such is the soul who does my will. She is more than heavens. My will extends within the souls more than azure heavens studded with stars, and it remains in its place, firm and unshakable, reigning and dominating everything with such majesty as to render even the littlest acts of the creature, by virtue of its light, as more than most refulgent stars and sun. So, the pains, the privations of me, are like clouds formed at the low level of the human nature, that seem to obscure it. But the heaven of my will remains untouchable, and its sun, that shines in it, shoots its ardent rays more strongly. So much so, that you feel as though obfuscated. However, it is all superficial and at the low level of your human nature, but, in your soul, the heaven of the divine fiat undergoes no mutation. Who can ever touch my will? No one. It is immovable and unshakable, and wherever it reigns, it forms its dwelling of light, of peace and of immutability. Therefore, do not fear. A little breeze is enough to put to flight the clouds that invest your human nature, and to dispel the darkness that seems to occupy your soul. And I, my Jesus, how you have changed. It seems that, even about your divine volition, you don't want to tell me anything anymore. And Jesus added, my daughter, my will is never exhausted, and if I do not speak to you about it, all created things will speak to you. Even the stones will turn into voice to speak to you. The heavens, the sun, the sea and some, all creation have much to say about my eternal volition, because, since they are filled with its life, they all have something to say about the life of my will that created things possess. Therefore, a little attention that you pay to one thing you look at, or to one thing you touch, and you will hear new lessons about my will.